Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Hello, good morning. It's Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, and the 25th of Adar 1 on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our parasha is called Vayakel, which means He assembled. And we're going to start today in Exodus 25, 30 through 36 and verse 7. First, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now Exodus 35 and verse 30. Then Moshe said to Bnei Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. He has filled him with the Ruach of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in all manner of craftsmanship, to make ingenious designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, as well as cutting gemstones for setting, wood carving, to make all kinds of skillful craftsmanship. He has also placed in his heart the ability to teach, both he and Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart to forge all the works of an engraver, an artisan, and an embroiderer in blue, purple, scarlet, and in fine linen, as well as weaving. They can perform every craft and ingenious designs. So Bezalel and Oholiab are to work, along with every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord has placed insight and understanding, to know how to perform all the labor for the service of the sanctuary, according to everything the Lord has commanded." Then Moshe called Bezalel, Oholiab, and all the wise-hearted men in whose minds the Lord had set wisdom, along with everyone whose heart stirred him up to come do the work. They received from Moshe the entire offering that Bnei Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to build it. They brought freewill offerings to him morning after morning. Then all the skilled men who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, one by one, from the work he was doing, and said to Moshe, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the work of this construction that the Lord has commanded to be done." So Moshe gave an order, and they proclaimed it throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing more, for the work material they had was sufficient for all the work, with much left over. That was Exodus, or Shemot, 35, verse 30 through 36 and verse 7. And now our portion from the prophets today is 2 Kings 17. In the 12th year of King Ahaz of Yehuda, Hoshea, son of Elah, became king in Shomron over Israel, and he reigned 9 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's eyes, yet not as the kings of Israel who were before him. King Shalmaneser of Assyria marched against him, so Hoshea became his vassal and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria caught Hoshea conspiring. He had sent messengers to King So of Egypt, and had not paid the tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done every year. Therefore the king of Assyria seized him and put him in prison. Then the king of Assyria invaded the entire country, marched up to Shomron, and besieged it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Shomron and deported the Israelites to Assyria. He placed them in Hala and Havor on the Gozan River and in the towns of the Medes. Now it was so because the men of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt and feared other gods. Instead, they followed the customs of the nations whom the Lord had dispossessed before Bnei Israel, yet which the kings of Israel practiced. Bnei Israel secretly did things against the Lord their God that were not right. They built shrines for themselves in all their settlements, from watchtowers to fortified cities. And they set up pillars and Asherah poles for themselves on every high hill and under every leafy tree. There they burned incense on all the high places, like the nations whom the Lord had driven out before them. So they did wicked things to provoke the Lord. They worshipped idols about which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet the Lord had forewarned Israel and Yehudah by the hand of every prophet and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the Torah which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by the hand of my servants, the prophets." Yet they would not listen, but stiffened their neck like their fathers, who did not trust in the Lord their God. So they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies that he testified against them. Instead, they went after futile things and became futile, following the nations that surrounded them, about whom the Lord had charged them not to emulate. So they abandoned all the mitzvot of the Lord their God. So they made for themselves molten images, 2 calves, and made an Asherah pole, and bowed down to all the host of heavens, and worshipped Baal. And they made their sons and daughters pass through the fire, practiced divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the Lord's eyes, to provoke him. So the Lord became very angry with Israel, and banished them from his presence. There was none left but the tribe of Yehudah alone. Even Yehudah did not keep the mitzvot of the Lord their God, but followed the customs which Israel had practiced. So the Lord spurned all the descendants of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast them out of his sight. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam, son of Nevat, king. Then Jeroboam drew Israel away from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. The men of Israel kept walking in all the sins that Jeroboam committed. They did not turn away from them until the Lord banished Israel from his presence, as he spoke by the hand of all his servants, the prophets. So Israel had been exiled from their own land to Assyria to this day. Then the king of Assyria brought people from Babel, Kuta, Ava, Hamat, and Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Shomron, instead of the men of Israel. So they possessed Shomron and settled in its cities. When they first began dwelling there, they did not fear the Lord. So the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. Then they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations that you deported and resettled in the towns of Shomron do not know the requirement of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they are killing them, because they don't know the requirement of the God of the land." Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Send there one of the Kohanim whom you have exiled from there. Let them go and live there, and teach them the requirement of the God of the land." So one of the Kohanim that had been deported from Shomron came and lived in Beit El, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. However, every nation kept making its own gods, and put them in the shrines of the high places that the Shomronim had made, every nation in their cities where they settled. So the people of Bavel made Sukkot Benot, the people of Kut made Nergal, the people of Hamat made Ashima, the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burned their children in the fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared the Lord, while they also appointed for themselves from among themselves priests of the shrines, who officiated for them in the shrines of the high places. They continued to fear the Lord, but worshipped their own gods, after the custom of the nations from which they had been deported. Up to this day, they follow their former customs, nor do they fear the Lord or follow the statutes, the ordinances, the Torah, or the mitzvot that the Lord commanded the children of Yaakov, whom he had renamed Israel. With them, the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, "You will not fear other gods, or bow down to them, or serve them, or sacrifice to them, but only the Lord, who brought you up from the land of Egypt with a great power and with an outstretched arm, him will you fear, and to him will you bow down, and to him will you sacrifice. The statutes and the ordinances and the Torah and the mitzvah, which he wrote for you, you will take care to do all the time. You are not to fear other gods. The covenant that I have made with you, you will not forget, nor will you fear other gods. But the Lord your God will you fear. Then he will deliver you from the hand of all your enemies." Yet they did not listen, but they continued their former practices. So while these nations feared the Lord, they also worshipped their idols. Their children and their grandchildren do as their fathers did to this day. That was 2 Kings chapter 17. Today's portion from the writings, the Ketuvim, is Psalm 130 and Psalm 131. A song of ascents. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the sound of my supplications. If you, Lord, kept a record of iniquities, my Lord, who could stand? For with you there is forgiveness, so you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for my Lord more than watchmen for the morning, watchmen for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is full redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. A song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I go after things too great or too difficult for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, Put your hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. That was Psalms 130 and 131. And now our portion from the apostles today is John, or Yohanan, chapter 21. After these things, Yeshua revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. Now here is how he appeared. Shimon Kepha, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in the Galil, the sons of Zabdi, and two of the other disciples were together. Shimon Kepha said to them, I'm going fishing. We're coming with you too, they said. They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. At dawn, Yeshua stood on the beach, but the disciples didn't know that it was Yeshua. So Yeshua said to them, Boys, you don't happen to have any fish, do you? No, they answered him. He said to them, Throw the net off the right side of the boat, and you'll find some. So they threw the net, and they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore, the disciple whom Yeshua loved said to Kepha, It's the Lord. When Shimon Kepha heard that it was the Lord, he tied his outer garment around himself, for he was stripped down for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat from about 200 cubits offshore, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out onto the land, they saw a charcoal fire with fish placed on it and bread. Yeshua said to them, Bring some of the fish you've just caught. Shimon Kepha went aboard and hauled the net to shore. There were 153 fish, many of them big, but the net was not broken. Yeshua said to them, Come, have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? Knowing it was the Lord. Yeshua comes and takes the bread and gives it to them, and likewise the fish. This was now the third time that Yeshua was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Yeshua said to Shimon Kepha, Shimon, son of Yohanan, Do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said to him. You know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Shimon, son of Yohanan, do you love me? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. He said to him, Take care of my sheep. He said to him a third time, Shimon, son of Yohanan, do you love me? Kepha was grieved because he said to him for a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Yeshua said to him, Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. Now this he said to indicate but what kind of death Kepha was going to glorify God. And after this, Yeshua said to him, Follow me. Kepha, turning around, sees the disciple following. This was the one whom Yeshua loved, who also had reclined at Yeshua's chest at the Seder meal, and said, Master, who is the one who is betraying you? Seeing him, Kepha said to Yeshua, Lord, what about him? Yeshua said to him, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Therefore this saying went out among the brothers and sisters, that this disciple would not die. Yet Yeshua did not say to him that he would not die, but, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who is an eyewitness of these things and wrote these things. We know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Yeshua did. If all of them were to be written one by one, I suppose that not even the world itself will have room for the books being written. That was Yohanan, or John, chapter 21, and it concludes the Gospel of John. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading Hebrews 10, 1 through 18 today also. Well, that's it for this episode. I pray the Word of God has been a blessing to your heart today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from the mountains of Judah here in Israel. Until next time.